Compensation and broker disclosures. Written notification of compensation to broker. When representing a buyer, the seller, the buyer, and the agents must clearly understand the fee arrangements. Understanding how the buyer's agent will be compensated is just one of the many reasons to insist upon a written buyer representation agreement. In the Texas residential real estate business, sellers compensate the listing broker. The listing broker may agree to split the fee with a cooperating broker in the listing agreement. However, there is no guarantee that co-broker compensation will be offered. The fee split is negotiable between the seller and the listing broker. The fee split arrangement for buyer's agents is often different from what is offered to sub-agents. The sub-agency commission split is set at 0% if the listing broker does not allow sub-agency. The fee paid to a buyer's agent varies and is often one half of the total fee paid to the listing broker. Fee splitting arrangements cannot be listed in the local multiple listing service, MLS. If the listing broker is offering to split the fee according to the terms of the listing agreement, they may advertise it on their website or on other marketing materials. The brokers should sign a compensation agreement between cooperating brokers to register buyers and to establish cooperating brokers' fees. Members of Texas Realtors can use the compensation agreement between brokers, TXR 2402. All parties to a transaction and their agents must be aware of representation and who is responsible for paying brokerage fees. Buyer's broker disclosures. Regardless of representation, all buyers should be provided with an oral or written disclosure of representation at first contact. That disclosure is normally done orally when the buyer first calls or visits the office. Whatever the method of contact, personal visit, phone, fax, or email, the agent should give the notice of representation. When the agent and the buyer have a substantive discussion about real estate, the buyer must be provided with the Information About Brokerage Services, IABS. If the buyer is interested in a property owned by the listing broker, agent, parent, child, or spouse, that relationship must also be disclosed. Likewise, if the buyer is an agent, parent, child, or spouse of the agent, they must disclose that relationship. Buyer representation agreements. The agreement that buyers sign allowing a broker to represent them is called a buyer representation agreement. Like the listing agreement with a seller, the buyer representation agreement is an agency agreement between the broker and the buyer. These agreements should be in writing. Elements of a buyer representation file should include the following: the parties to the agreement. The parties to this agreement are the broker and the buyer, not the sales agent and the buyer. The broker owns all brokerage agreements, but authorizes their sales agents to enter agreements with buyers. The client is the buyer who will be working with the broker to purchase a property. The sales agent should ensure that the person entering the agreement is the potential purchaser and not a relative or friend of the buyer. The client is the individual who will submit the offer to a seller. Term of the agreement. Every real estate agency agreement must have a definite beginning and ending date. The buyer can negotiate the term with the agent. Many agents would like a term long enough, 3 to 6 months, to help a buyer locate a property and submit an offer for purchase. If the term changes, the agent can complete an amendment with the new beginning and ending dates. General characteristics of the property search, market area. The market area is a critical element of a buyer representation agreement. Buyer's agents often want the market area to be as wide as possible so that they can represent the client exclusively, because buyers can sign agreements with other agents in different market areas. Buyers often want to limit the market area to one neighborhood or even one property, because they would like to be open to working with another agent. If the buyer is fine with a wide market area, the agent could enter several adjoining counties to ensure they will work exclusively with the buyer. Some agents might even enter the entire state as the market area to prevent the client from signing with another brokerage. While this practice is legal, the agent should consider whether it is advisable. Would the agent be able to fulfill the TREC requirement for geographical competency? Would the agent be able to answer the client's questions about an area they are largely unfamiliar with? The answer is probably not. Most buyers are looking in a specific area, not casting a wide net that includes the entire state. So it is much safer to enter a market area the agent feels comfortable servicing. Remember, the agent will have to travel to showings to help the client. Buyers and brokers' obligations. The parties to any contract owe each other certain obligations as outlined in the agreement. Because a buyer's representation agreement is an agency agreement, the broker owes the fiduciary duties of old car to the buyer. The buyer also owes certain obligations to the buyer, including exclusivity in the designated market area and compensation for services rendered. Compensation agreement. The parties to the agreement must negotiate a broker's fee for the buyer's broker. The fee is generally a percentage of the sales price of the property purchased. However, the fee could also be a flat fee. The important takeaway is that all brokerage fees are negotiable between the parties, always. The compensation agreement should also explain when and how the broker is paid for their services. Brokers will generally seek compensation from the seller or from the listing broker. If they cannot obtain payment from either, they will seek compensation from the buyer. Buyers are responsible for negotiating their own compensation agreements with their agents, separate from sellers. Agents must explain that sellers are under no obligation to pay for the buyer's brokerage fees, and that they may have to pay the broker out of their pocket. Consent for the broker to represent other buyers. Buyer representation agreements should include language informing buyers that brokers work with and represent other buyers. Buyers must understand that their brokers may show other potential buyers the same properties they show the buyer. Any of those buyers could submit an offer on a house the buyer wants. Fair housing language. Real estate agency agreements should include fair housing language, reminding buyers and sellers that brokers cannot discriminate when showing housing. Real estate license holders must follow all federal, state, and local fair housing legislation. Signatures of the parties. A buyer's representation agreement is not valid without the signatures of all the parties. The parties to the agreement must be the same parties who will submit an offer on a property. Intermediary consent. In some states, dual agency is a statutory agency position. In those states, a buyer's representation agreement should inform the buyer of the broker's role in that agency relationship and ask for consent for the broker to be a dual agent. In Texas, brokers practice intermediary rather than dual agency. A buyer's representation agreement in Texas should explain the broker's role as an intermediary and ask the client to consent to intermediary. If the client opts against intermediary, the agent cannot show the buyer any of the broker's listings. What is negotiable? Buyers can negotiate most aspects of a representation agreement, including the duration of the agreement, the market area covered by the agreement, the amount of broker compensation, intermediary consent,